This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We've told you a lot of mom Vic stories here in the break room.
Oh, sure.
Women between the ages of 30 and 70, they steal from their jobs because, one, we seem to trust women blindly with our money.
Yeah.
And two, you made the argument, and it's an unfortunate fact, that the older women get, the more invisible they become.
It's a shame how they are treated.
But I promise you, this is going to be the greatest mom Vic story we've ever seen.
I can't wait to hear.
It has nothing to do with the amount of money allegedly taken, and everything to do with the roller coaster ride we're about to go on. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Back in January, a construction company in Wolcott called the state police to report the theft of $8,750 from an employee. The employee stole that money allegedly from the company.
Yeah.
The 40-year-old female employee accused of the crime had left the company just days before the police report was fired.
So she's retired.
Possibly so. Quit something coming.
All right. So when she was confronted about the missing money, authorities say she came clean and she agreed to pay back the missing cash. Now, normally, Tommy, when we see a mom Vic story, that's the end of it. Right? Everyone's
case
been
closed.
Made whole. Yeah. I mean, probation, whatever.
Okay.
But we've only just begun.
What happened?
Well, Tommy, she did pay back the money she allegedly took.
So they should be cool.
With a credit card.
Oh. You can do that?
Well, no, you can. That's not the problem here.
Yeah.
Okay.
The problem with the credit card was the credit card she used, it turns out, according to authorities, she had opened in the name of one of the owners of the company without him knowing about it.
Here's your own money back.
She paid back the company the money she allegedly stole with a fraudulent credit card she opened in one of the owner's names.
So this chick had access to a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
she could pull that off.
Well, look, she just,
I mean, she's running the everything.
Yes. Yeah. It gets better.
Ooh.
The credit card scheme, according to the Times of Wayne County, only came to light after Capital One contacted the owner of the business about all the points.
Hey, what's not in your wallet?
So the owner didn't catch it.
No,
the
he didn't
bank
know.
Did.
He did not know. He didn't know that he was being paid back with a credit card in his name until Capital One reached out and goes, hey, you got all these points that you've earned. What are you going to use them for? And he was like, I don't have that credit card. And see, that.
Yeah.
That would be amazing, right? If that was the end of the story. We're not even close to done yet. Because on top of what we just told you, after reviewing the books, again, the construction company says they uncovered another $3,200 in unauthorized Amazon purchases this woman allegedly made for herself.
So this is like mom's gone wild.
Did you say $3,200?
$3,200. On top of the other money that we already told you she's
with Amazon.
Taking. Yeah, you got it. When she was first confronted by police about using the company money, she told them she believed that the construction company allowed employees to make purchases on the company credit card.
Oh, this is not it's against company policy. I had no idea.
No, lots of companies.
I did not know.
Lots of companies, Tommy, allow you to buy whatever you want on their dime.
Help yourself.
And if we were done here, this would be one of the greatest Mom Vic stories we've ever seen, right? But there's one more twist.
What'd she do?
All right, I need you to stay with me on this.
Oh,
are you ready?
I'm right
so
here.
Just to recap everything real quick. This woman is accused of stealing almost $9,000. Mm. She agrees to pay back the money when confronted, only to pay it back with a credit card that she opened in the name of the owner of the company that she ripped off without him knowing. He finds out about this after the credit card company's like, look at all these points you got for paying yourself back for the money you ripped off. She also allegedly took $3,200 in unauthorized Amazon purchases and told the police that she believed she was allowed to use the company credit card on her purchases.
Mm.
The woman...
Yeah.
Accused of stealing from this construction company, her husband is the best friend of one of the owners of the company she was ripping off.
I guess that's where you get that confidence from, probably.
And he says he had no idea what was happening.
So she's doing this right under everybody's nose.
Yes. Her husband's, her employers, her coworkers. So, if the allegations are true...
Oh.
She blew up her career.
Mm-hmm.
She's now facing serious charges.
Yeah.
She was stupid enough to try and pay back the stuff she stole with a credit card that she fraudulently opened in the name of the man she already ripped off. And she did all of this to the best friend of the man she's married to. Not entertained?
Yes. And she really blew it up.
I gotta know what she allegedly bought on Amazon. Like, I would love to see that list.
You know what? I bet she said what you're thinking. I bet you she just shopped. Like just
right, but
stuff.
I want to know. Oh. Like, don't you want to know?
I have a quote, if you guys could keep talking for a second,
okay,
from one of the owners of the company, because they asked him what they believe she spent the money on, and it was something along the lines of vet bills and some other bullcrap. That's what he said. That was like a quote into the
So basically her living expenses.
Who knows, man? Who knows? All right, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Can a friendship between two best friends... survive something like this?
No.
You say no. No. Out. Totally.
I don't see how.
What if you really don't think that that guy knew?
He says he doesn't know. And it would make sense, Kimmy, that he didn't know. This is your best friend.
Yeah.
But you also have to hang. Let's say that guy stays with his wife. How do you hang?
Right.
Well, you can hang without her.
I mean, it would definitely...
If you had that kind of relationship to begin with, unless you had like couples hanging.
Well, I mean, they're best friends. I mean, how many best friends only hang out when the couples are together?
Well, true, but... Somebody's going to get drunk and say something, man.
All right. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. These situations always work better when we make it personal, because you have these hot takes and all of a sudden you're like, oh, whoa, now that it happened to me, I don't know.
Yeah.
Tommy.
Yeah.
My wife rips you off for 11 grand.
First of all, I didn't know I had 11 grand.
She opens up a credit card in your name,
mm-hmm.
all right, and she does all this stuff, and I had no idea. I legitimately had no idea. I am ashamed. I am overly apologetic. I cannot believe this happened. But look, she's the mother of my children.
Yeah.
She's made some mistakes. I'm going to stand by my woman.
Okay.
Can we still work together?
You and I could.
Ah!
Only because. Ah! I'll tell you why.
Hold on. Go ahead.
Only because we have a unique friendship where we can make horrible jokes about each other. So I think it would work with you and I because of a uniqueness of our friendship.
Okay, hold on one sec. I got to text my wife. Hey, honey, Tommy said he'd be willing to make horrible jokes about you if you made a mistake and stole $11,000.
I don't think I could do it with anybody else.
Kimmy? Kimmy's husband rips you off for
11? Yeah, I have that kind of...
Well, it's amazing. The two people you can see, it works out for. But anybody else?
It would have to... Here's the thing. It's going to come up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's already come up.
And I would think, though, as much as, like, let's say it was Pat's wife stealing from you, as much as Pat could deny that he didn't know, things would bother you. I think you would really start to question whether or not he didn't know over time. Like, how could you not see that? How did you not know?
Look, I mean, it happens. Sometimes you don't know what your spouse is doing.
No, I understand.
As I wear a brand new Bills jersey every weekend to the studio.
Oh, you're taking some fancy London trip.
Like, the smallest, you're going to look into the past, the smallest little things. You're going to start to question honest your buddy was with you over time.
I would look, man... I think that men are stupid enough, and I say this, talking about us, that something like this could happen, and you legitimately would not know. I think guys are oblivious. Look, the fact that this woman
I'm not saying you did know, but I think you...
It's guilt by association.
Yeah.
You got some of the dirt on you.
If your wife did this to me, and you go, I had no idea, I know you didn't know because you're an idiot. Yeah. Just like you would know I didn't know
because
I'm an idiot. Mm. Kimmy, I would be suspicious of if her husband ripped us off because women are smarter and more perceptive.
And she's good with money.
I don't know if that's like, a good or bad thing.
Where are those extra things coming from?
Right? Like you would be able to tell if your husband had more money coming in the house, you would think?
I would think so.
He's buying chili boots all of a sudden for the summertime?
I would think so, but I guess if it was spaced out over time, maybe I wouldn't. I don't know.
I think most men are staying friends with this guy.
I don't know. Money can ruin a lot of things, man.
You may stay friends, but you're not going to keep a little bit of extra distance now.
Are you just going to listen a little closer what's going on in the relationship?
Like that guy better.
It's going to change.
That guy better not show up with anything new.
It's not going to go
no new
back
sneakers.
To normal. Yeah. It's not going to go back to normal.
I don't know,
it's going to change.
It feels like it's one of these things where like it's tense for a little while and that first night you end up getting drunk with that guy and you like talk it out drunk, everything's fine.
Yeah, but what if that guy buys you like a round of shots and you're like, hey, where'd that money come from? You still owe me.
Well, not
still only for all the stuff you stole from me.
No, you just paid for these shots, so we're good.
Okay.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this woman. Business out in Walcott Construction Company. She allegedly stole $8,750 while working there. Mom Vic, not that big a deal. 40-year-old woman. Then says, okay, we'll pay you back. No problem. I did this. Fine. This is according to authorities. She paid them back on a credit card that she had opened in the name of one of the owners of the company without them knowing that she had just ripped off. That owner only found that out, according to police, after Capital One contacted him about all the points he was earning and not using. And if that was the end of the story, that'd be crazy enough. But it turns out there was another $3,200 in unauthorized Amazon purchases this woman made for herself. When she was confronted by the police, she told them she believed the construction company allowed employees to make purchases on the company credit card. And if that wasn't dramatic enough, this woman is married to the best friend of one of the owners of the business. The husband says he had no idea what the heck was going on. She's now facing a whole bunch of charges, and you have this relationship that's been torn up in the middle. Where would most men go if it came down between a wife and a best friend? Like you said, I can't be friends with you anymore. I can't even look you in the face. You have to make a choice between your wife who did this thing and your best buddy who's been behind you for, I don't know, 10, 20, 30 years.
Right. I mean, you're going to go to the wife.
You think so?
I would think.
Well, because you said it yourself. Like, I can't look at you as my friend based on what you may have known.
Right.
Can I look at my wife knowing she intentionally did this to my best friend?
But if you, I mean, I think it's going to go back to the old lady.
So you think most men are staying?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, if my wife ripped you off,
right,
as funny as it would be, I don't know if I could stay with that woman.
It depends. I mean, you got kids, you got a life together. I mean, if you're an older couple, let's say like yourself, like how long you've been married and you built this life together, am I gonna pull it all apart? Because that's a lot of heavy lifting and it does like long term damage to your kids.
You're right.
Like I mean almost like you gotta protect your life.
Okay, look, I understand where you're coming from that, but a counterpoint to that would be, look, I need to trust you if we're going to raise kids together, if we're going to do this the right way. And if
I think a woman can steal money and still raise good kids.
Sorry, what?
I still think a woman could do a criminal act like this,
you're
like a
like
white
she could
collar
separate
crime.
The two?
Yeah.
How what? No, how?
And
no.
Still raise good kids. I think she could pull that off.
No. Like in this story here.
I mean, a mafia raised kids and went to Harvard.
Who?
The Gambinos. You never heard of Dr. Gambino?
Dr. Gambino. Wait. Or did Gambino's he practice with Vinnie Boombox? What are you talking? Bro, you can't
Sally Gabagool.
You can't have a flaw in your moral compass like this and raise kids morally the right way.
You
don't think you could separate the two? I mean, think of...
Because raising kids is just jive anyway. Oh, you're just making stuff up.
Think of the terrible stuff you say at work every day.
Right, you don't
go
that
home and say the terrible stuff.
Yeah, I think there's a separation between thief and state.
Okay. The terrible things that I say doesn't affect my moral compass. Like,
but you wouldn't go and... But you change. But
Yeah. To his point, you're not... I mean, you
everybody
you kind of paint yourself
masks
as a different person,
shut
as a
diligent
dad than you do as a coworker.
Let me put it this way. I think that the willingness to steal this much money, based on the accusations, and the fact that you did it to someone that was so closely connected to someone that you're supposed to care about, tells me there's no way that you don't, that you would have the moral fiber to correctly raise children. And it's weird how you said women could do this, steal and raise kids the right way, but men can't?
Nah, men don't have the same nurturing ability as women. Women carry the child. They give birth to this child. There's a stronger bond between mother and child than father and child. There is. I mean, it's just biological. You suckled this child. You fed this child
from your
bosom.
So women who adopt children don't have the same connection?
That would be impossible because you didn't carry the child.
Yeah, the email is Tommy.
It's a different connection.
WCMF.com.
If you're walking around 9 months holding something in your body.
It was a pleasure working
and
with
you. And you release this thing into the world.
Listen.
You suckle to the nipple of life.
You are an idiot.
It's a different connection.
I think it's good when a man who's never raised children.
But I get it,
No,
man.
You don't because you didn't.
I've seen the bellies.
It's like me.
I've seen the birthing.
It's like
you haven't.
On TV.
It's like me.
I remember when Mr. T did one on the A-Team.
How about I sit here for half an hour and tell you how to not die inside a tiger cage? Because I have as much experience in a tiger cage as you have with raising children. You moron.
What?
You know what's funny, too? Like, as we talk about, like, best friends, right?
Yeah.
Like, guy best friends versus female best friends. I think you can make the argument that women care more about what their best friends think than men do.
They have a friend network.
Yeah. Right? Like, men don't really talk about super personal stuff with their best
friends. It's all jive.
Right? Like, odds are, most male best friends don't know the state of their buddies' relationships, finances, what's going on with their kids.
Well-being.
Yeah. Kimmy.
Guys just get together to brag.
Kimmy, you tell your lady besties all the
lady
stuff.
Lady besties?
I mean, did I say that right?
Yeah, no, I think women definitely have a deeper connection. They're not as afraid to be vulnerable around their friends.
Like, in that way, I feel like a woman would be more likely to divorce a husband who did this to her best friend.
Oh, yeah.
Than a man would be likely to divorce his wife who did this to his best
friend. Yeah, those cooters are tight.
Tight cooters?
Oh, yeah. Tight.
I mean, would you agree, Kimmy?
Tight cooter?
If your husband...
No, agree to what?
If your tight husband cooter. Ripped off your best friend,
yeah,
would you bail on your husband just based on what he did to your best friend?
If it was like this level of deception, I think it would be very hard to look at him the same way, just knowing he was like lying the whole time.
Circle
on top
cooters.
Of it all, you know?
No, but she's right. Like what she said, you should apply to your marriage.
Yes. Because they also lied to you. On top of ruining
this life, though.
They
you got lied to sometimes.
Life. You stole from my best friend.
They I think lied somebody to you can while love ruining you. Ruining your best friend's life.
But I think somebody can love you and also lie to you.
Again, how? How?
Because it's human. We're humans, man.
Because here's why you did all the lying.
You don't lie sometimes for somebody to protect them?
That's different than lying. You know, hey, do I look good in this dress? It's different than I stole $11,000 and opened up a fraudulent credit card in your best friend's name.
And then try to pay it back with their own money.
252-WCMF. Let's take one call here. Randy's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Randy. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
So about 10 years ago, this situation would be resolved for you because the mom would be in jail.
Okay.
So nowadays, everybody gets probation and whatnot. She probably won't see a day of jail
time. Well, no, actually, we've done this for 10 years. Women very rarely in these cases get jail time. The mom vics do. Mm. Like, it's usually probation. Here's the thing. Although there's fraud now involved, so maybe that has something, potential fraud. I don't know. Who knows? Randy.
Yeah, but it just seems like, you know, your old lady's in jail because she ripped off your best friend. I mean, I think that kind of plays itself out for you.
But Randy, let me ask you a question. You got a best friend, I'm assuming. You're a kind, fun-sounding guy.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say this exact thing happens to you, and she doesn't go to jail. He's going to stay with his wife. They got kids. He's got to ride it out. He didn't know. I'm so sorry. I cannot believe this happened. I really value your friendship. I hope, Randy, you can forgive me. Are you done with that guy?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm done with the wife.
But you're not done with him.
Well, I mean, he probably would be done with me just because, hey, man, hire my wife, and she's trustworthy, and blah, 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 and all that happens. Because I'm assuming it was his best friend. His wife got hired through him, and... blah, blah, blah. And,
I mean, the whole thing's complicated. But, Randy, you're telling me if he wanted to keep that connection together, he was overly apologetic, he can't believe what happened, but he's going to stay with her, you would be open to continuing that best friend relationship?
It would be strained.
So that's a no, Randy.
Yeah, he sounds like he's on the fence there. It sounds like he could, you know.
I mean, it would suck on both parties, you know. I mean, I think, you know, depending on how long you were best friends for, you know, how long you knew each other for, then... maybe you could work through that. But yeah, he definitely wouldn't be hiring any more wives.
Yeah. Thanks, Randy.
Sign says no wives.
No wives allowed.
No wives apply.
Bye, Randy. Have a good rest of the day. Okay. All right, look, man. Mm. People seem awfully angry for a Monday morning.
Yeah. All started with red light cameras in Canandaigua.
Red Light John. Talk about Red Light John serving as 2-day-old.
Red Light John.
All right, listen, let's all take a breath.
Okay.
Hey, man, it's going to be a good week. It's going to be a good week, right? Yeah. Everything is cool.
Summer's around the corner.
All right.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This week, all the talk, Bills talk, should be about what they're going to do on the draft first round Friday night, moving into Saturday. But a much bigger story came out of nowhere Friday night, because there could be some new owners soon in Orchard Park. And the best case scenario would be someone from around here. I think the question, first off, Tommy, is there anyone in our area who would fit this bill?
That kind of money?
You're hanging out in the break room, right? It's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. You hear our beautiful voices, but maybe you want to keep an eye on us.
Ooh, watch us.
Yeah, that's right. Log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, or Twitch. You can catch the live stream right here in the break room. God, we look great today. The WCMF, the break room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. Like, subscribe. We always appreciate all that. Our live stream brought to you by our good friends at Three Heads Brewing. Three Heads Brewing. A big time scoop by Tim Graham of The Athletic this weekend. The Pegula family is looking to sell a minority stake in the Buffalo Bills. According to the report, no more than 25%. They would still control the team and make all the decisions on a day-to-day basis. It's gotten as far as them hiring a company that handles these types of things to help with the sale.
Oh.
And Bills fans, since Friday, have broken out into a flurry of why and when and what the hell. So before we get into this story fully, Tommy, let's settle everyone's minds quickly.
Okay.
The team isn't going anywhere.
All right.
If this happens, the Pegulas, like I said, would still control the team. Not to mention they're building a new stadium and had to sign a lease with that stadium, so Bills are stuck in Buffalo. And that's actually most likely the reason the Pegulas are doing this.
Raise money?
Well, they're on the hook for any price overruns on the construction. I believe the state of New York and Erie County are contributing $600 million. They were due for the rest, and nothing ever costs what they say it will anymore.
Of course not.
And then they throw it at you. Yeah, that's right. But the most interesting part of this, Tommy, you ready to talk some big money?
No, sure.
When the Pegulas bought the Bills, they paid $1.4 billion.
Damn.
Forbes says the Bills are now worth $4 billion.
Wow.
And people always overpay for the right to be NFL owners, which means it's very possible.
They could raise $1 billion.
Over. That just selling a quarter of his team.
Yeah,
why wouldn't you?
He will get back what he paid for the entire franchise.
Man, I would take it right up to like 49, 51.
Well, then, no, 51, you lose control of
the stake. I would have my 51. I mean, why would you only sell? I would go as, man, there's that much money laying out there right now.
Well, because the less amount of the team you own, the less money you make.
But he's
forward.
Old, bro.
Well, but he's
get your money.
He's training his kids to take over the franchise.
That's true.
But so you're going to have to find another billionaire who's interested?
Yes.
A billionaire with a side billion to invest in this.
Here. Yeah. No, in the bills.
Okay, so with all that being said, the ideal situation for a new owner is someone that's in the Western New York area. And I say that because a lot of the times when teams take on minority owners, and by the way, this is becoming more common. It's very rare these days you see someone like a Jerry Jones who owns an entire team. Most NFL franchises are owned by multiple people. But a lot of times when somebody signs a contract to be a minority owner, there's a clause in there that says if the team goes up for sale, they get the first shot at it.
Okay. Okay.
So you would want someone from this area, best case scenario.
But that's a small pool of billionaires looking to invest.
How many billionaires are in Western New York?
We got two.
Okay, so let's talk Rochester, Buffalo, Syracuse. 252 WCMF. Who could afford $1 billion right now to be in the owner's box with the Pegulas? Your first thought is?
It's either Golisano or Danny Wegman.
Let's start with Danny Wegman.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Danny Wegman would be interested in owning 25% of the Buffalo Bills?
Doesn't seem like he has any interest in owning anything outside of his own company.
I don't know. He's tried to expand things within his company. He tried to do a couple of restaurants.
Well, but he hasn't taken any interest in the sports world.
Right. It's all
food
related.
Right? Like, there's nothing locally. He's never had a hand in any of our local teams.
And he's a brand.
He is.
And I don't think he wants to jeopardize his brand being attached to your brand, which could tank.
But here's the thing. Okay, yeah, the NFL's going to tank.
No, with its bad guys doing bad things.
No, I know. I hear you, man.
Now you're attached to it.
I hear you. It's not like Wegmans is attached to the Bills in any way. Like, I can't. Like, last time I walked into Wegmans, there wasn't a single thing that said Buffalo Bills on it. A
couple of little shirts over here, a bumper sticker here.
It looks like the Bills play inside every Wegmans. I mean, look, you would have a stake in a team who sells you a ton of groceries every week.
But I can't imagine who else that would be outside of him and Golisano.
Okay, so you brought up Golisano.
Golisano already had his taste of sports. It didn't look like he didn't like it.
So he owned the Buffalo Sabres, for those who don't remember. He bought them on a discount when they were going broke. He sold them for a big profit. He seems less of a sports guy and more an opportunist. He is also getting up there in age.
Yeah.
Not to mention as rich as Golisano is, we're now talking cream of the crop billionaires with the NFL. I mean, does he have a liquid $1.4 billion? You can just be like, here you go.
Yeah, I know.
Here you go.
That's why I was thinking, are there other Buffalo natives that are
billionaires? No.
Or Syracuse.
Or Syracuse.
Never heard of them.
I just wonder if somebody...
I don't live in... Bro.
What are you waiting on? And by the way, you had to be a major billionaire. You can't be like barely into the billionaire club. You would have to be worth billions to throw him a bill.
Well, but we don't know what Danny Wegman's worth. He keeps all his worth private. He could be worth billions.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm sure.
I mean, it is weird to me that with this opportunity, Danny Wegman wouldn't at least take a look at
it. Maybe he will.
Because that would be the perfect partnership. Seriously, you got two Rochester centered people, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Terry Pegula, oh my God, why am I blanking on her name?
Who?
Mrs. Pegula. Oh my goodness. What is going on with my brain this
Kim?
Morning? Kim Pegula. Thank you. Is from Fairport, right? Like, they spend time around here.
She's got shopper club.
I mean,
it says right there.
Perfect sense to me. And by the way, if you're also a grocery store that's looking to expand their footprint across the Northeast, having a stake in NFL franchise could certainly help that with cities you're going into.
I guess he could also name the stadium Wegman Stadium, right?
Well, then you'd also have to pay for the rights to that stadium.
But maybe that'd be part of the deal.
Wegman Stadium. Ooh. Right. That might actually get you to go to another game.
Hell yeah.
Is that it for Rochester Billionaires, by the way? Two?
I can't. I mean, those are the ones that are famous for being rich. I mean, there might be some closeted business. I mean, you'd probably know it by now.
Are 2 billionaires a good amount of billionaires for a community our size?
I would think so.
I mean, I think no billionaires would be a good number. But like, when it comes to billionaires per capita, what do you think the average is for a city the size of Rochester? Does like Dayton, Ohio also have 2 billionaires?
But those are old cities with big... It had a lot of industries. So
yeah,
you could have
not
old
like
money.
Ours.
No, but you could have old money there.
We are the... Look across the street.
I know, but I'm saying like...
And then down that street.
Yeah, but
and
they...
And then over in that street.
They might have some industry that's still hanging there.
Okay, all right.
I'm going to say no.
252 WCMF, 252-9263. Friday night, Tim Graham of The Athletic breaks the story that the Bills, Pegula family, are looking to sell a minority stake in the Bills, no more than 25%. They would still control the team. The reason it seems, at least the speculation is, they're on the hook for all the overruns of the stadium. They paid $1.4 billion for the team when they bought it. Forbes says the team is now worth $4 billion, so it's not out of the question that they sell 25% and totally recoup the investment they made all those years ago.
Look at that.
But the team's not going anywhere. They have a lead lease, they have to stay. And again, the Pegulas would still own the controlling interest. You know, there is one more way they could raise this money.
How?
Well, we'll get to that in a second. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Maybe there are billionaires we're missing here. Okay. We said that. Let's talk to Chuck. He's on CMF. Hey, Chucky, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man?
Yo.
How you guys doing?
Good.
I'm thinking that one of those billionaires better have a best friend that has a wife that wife could finagle some numbers.
Wait, you know,
have one of those
billionaires. Whoa! All right, okay, there goes Chuck. Let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I was going to say, I think Danny Whitman's wife that you got all that Jamaican money is worth even more than he is. I can't, her name's elude me right now, but I went down a rabbit hole and I was like, wait, how did I not know that? Like, you know, I was, I didn't even know about his wife until I went to pick up my wife and son at RBTL and their hired driver was parked right in front of where I was to pick up my wife. And I was like, that made me, led me down a rabbit hole. And I was like, wait a second, she's worth more than he is. You know, they could probably scratch a check together and buy that 25%, no problem.
Yeah, but you want to work with your ex-wife? Nobody wants to do that, Chris.
No, his current...
Current wife. I'm sorry. I thought you said ex-wife. My apologies. Okay. All right.
I don't know the name, but she's like got an heiress from Jamaica or whatever.
Okay. Well, look, if there's one thing I know, it's marrying people with Jamaican connections always works out well.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Go down that rabbit hole for how much like Wegmans there is, but I was shocked that I was like, how do I live in Rochester and not know that? Because everybody knows everything about me.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
You may have taught us. Chris, thanks for the call. Yeah. I have no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, I don't
either. Okay, great.
That whole thing went over my head. Jamaican money.
So if you're not going to find another billionaire, but you want to keep the team ownership completely in Western New York, there's one more potential option.
What do you got?
A community buy-in for a quarter of the team.
Oh, like the whole city of Buffalo? How's that work?
So think Green Bay Packers.
All right. But they did that like a billion years ago.
I understand. But if what you're looking to do is recoup your investment of $1.4 billion, it doesn't matter where the money comes from.
How does that work?
So it would do, and I don't even know if this is legal or if the NFL would approve
it. The city buys into
No. You allow fans to buy stock in your franchise.
Oh, so we'd all buy shares?
You got it.
And then how do I get my money back?
Well,
I can sell my shares.
You could, or it's just something you would hold on as this. Because like in Green Bay, you don't really make money with those. It's just like a thing to show you're a real fan. They give you a certificate. You hang it on your wall. Look at me. I'm an owner of an NFL franchise. It's more of a kind of thing. Which would actually be great for the Pegulas because you get to keep all the money while raising $1.4 billion.
All
now,
right.
Again, I don't know how legal this is. I don't know if the NFL would allow it, but
you would have to think the city of Buffalo.
People who live in Rochester, Buffalo, Syracuse, right, and Bills fans across the country. Yeah.
Let's just say the region.
Yeah.
From Syracuse on over. For us to raise $1 billion... That's a ton of money just for common people. Think how many people would have to pony up. I don't think you'd get there.
So we did the math, and you know how good we are at doing math.
All right. So let's say there's 20,000 season ticket holders in Rochester, New York.
Okay.
To go see that. Who would they be interested in buying in?
Okay. So let's say one share of the Buffalo Bills costs $500. Mm. To get to $1.4 billion, it would take 2.8 million Bills fans to spend $500.
Yeah, you're out.
Now, keep in mind, there would be Bills fans that would buy multiple shares of stock.
I understand.
Okay.
And then there'd be Bills fans that ain't going to buy squat because they broke.
You don't think that there are 2.8 million Bills fans that would spend $500 to buy one share of stock in the team? Kimmy, thoughts?
Would I do it?
No. Would there be 2.8 million Bills fans that would be willing to spend $500 to buy a share of the Buffalo Bills?
I don't know. That's a lot of people. It's a lot of people.
Would you?
I think
what do you get out of it?
Depends on, how much do you think it would be?
500. If we used 500, it would take 2.8 million to get to 1.4 bill. What do you get out of it? I own the bill. I'm a franchise owner. I own the Rochester Red Wings. I am a member of the franchise owner of the Rochester Red Wings,
That's cheaper than season tickets could be in a little while.
Yeah, you're right.
To own a part of the team.
You're right. And I just throw that number out there to get us to $1.4 billion. Maybe it's more than that.
All
but
right.
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, $2.8 million, it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's just like wasting $500, though.
To you? To me?
Well, you're never going to do anything. What are you going to hang it on your wall?
Yes. That's something an NFL franchise owner who can't get in would say. You know what you sound like? You sound like Bon Jovi. Because you want it anyway. Don't even care. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're trying to come up with people with money from Western New York that could buy this 25% of the Bills that reportedly the Pegulas are looking to sell. Bob's on CMF. Hey, Bobo, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Good, brother. What do you got?
What about the guy from the record archive? He's probably rich.
Okay.
The record store guy.
Yeah, he's always doing commercials, so he's got a lot of dough.
Yeah, I mean, he did have a really big record store day on Saturday, which we're going to talk about later in the show. Yeah, okay.
Record day?
Oh, bro, where do you see what happened? All right, Bob.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, there goes Bob.
Yes, Bob. Doing some day drinking.
I'd be great with that if he was only allowed in the stadium while wearing that giant record costume that he used to shoot commercials in. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in from Rick. Rick writes us, this is just the beginning. The Pegulas are looking to get out. They're going to sell everything, and everything's going to leave. No more hockey. No more Amherst. No more Buffalo Bills. You put your faith in them, and it blew up.
There's Mr. Fun.
I don't think
that's the case.
I don't get why anyone would want to sell a controlling stake in an NFL franchise right now.
Making you money.
They print money. Yeah. They print money. Like we just said, he paid $1.4 billion 10 years ago?
Yeah.
It's worth $4 billion.
Is that quadruple?
Yeah.
So he quadrupled your billions.
Quadrupled his income. And by the way, that doesn't count the money that is coming in.
Yeah, revenue.
Yes.
That's what they call that. The money you make, that's the revenue.
Also keep in mind that the value of the franchise quintupled while there was a pandemic that wrecked two seasons.
Oh, yeah.
Right? There were
bulletproof.
Yes. I mean, like, you're right. You don't get a more bulletproof investment than an NFL franchise. That's why they're so particular about who they let into the club.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
So we only have two billionaires.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Unless we count the record archive guy. Somebody else suggested Abby Wambach. I think she's a little far off.
They can't be. I hope these people are not serious.
Well, the Dolphins did that thing a couple years ago where they allowed major celebrities to buy a tiny part of the franchise to get them to come to their games. I believe the Serena and Venus Williams bought in. I think Will Smith bought in. I think Diddy bought in, which, by the way, Kimmy, can you Google the celebrities that bought into the Dolphins a couple years ago?
But that's Miami, man.
Jay-Z was allowed to buy a tiny percentage of the Brooklyn Nets, so he would sit courtside. Is there a big-time celebrity from West?
No. We don't have any big-time celebrity here with that kind of money.
Oh, really? Because there's a guy that's about to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that we're going to talk about in about 15 minutes.
He ain't got that kind of money, man.
You sure?
Guaranteed.
You sure? He's just signing guitars and giving them to whoever they want, whoever he wants. There you go. Guitar for you. Guitar for you. They call him Uncle Guitars.
I don't know if this is where the list ends, but these are the only people they name as minority owners. Gloria Estefan, Emilio Estefan, Mark Anthony, Venus Williams, Serena Williams, and Fergie.
Wait, Fergie? They let Fergie in and bite a piece of an NFL franchise?
So I don't know if that's just a small snippet of them or what.
Good thing it wasn't Diddy.
Yes.
All right, let's take one more call, 252-WCMF, because we were asking, is two billionaires a lot of billionaires for a community our size? Let's talk to Tom. He's got the last word. Hey, Tom, how are you, buddy?
Hi, guys.
Hey.
So, first of all, there's four billionaires in Rochester, not two.
Okay.
And some of them are worth as high as $3.1 billion and $3.5 billion each.
Okay, but that's what we publicly know, Tom, because like Danny Wegman doesn't disclose what his worth is, so we have no idea what he's worth.
Right, so I'm saying we're not limited to two.
Okay,
so who are the other two people
that are on the books?
Who are the other two billionaires?
They're in the Forbes top 400 of richest people in the world right now.
Who are they?
So they're up there.
Who?
And then on top of it,
Tom, who are they?
Who are the people you're talking about?
Well, of course, we know Tom Golisano.
Got that one.
Then there's Robert Sands and Richard Sands, the brothers.
Gotcha.
And then there's David Wallandes. And he's actually working out of Brooklyn as a developer.
He's the guy that crossed over the Niagara Falls on the wire.
Yeah, the high wire guy.
Yeah, the Wallandes brothers.
Man, they make that kind of money?
I didn't know. High wire? It's a risky venture. I mean,
he's listed as number 344 on the list at $2.4 billion.
Yeah. All right, that's amazing. All right, well, Tom, thanks for the info, buddy. Pam, have a good rest of the day. A
lot of money in Daredevil.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
What's the matter?
And the fact that 80% of Americans think this is okay, do you realize what you're subjecting yourself to when you do this?
Ooh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, over 8 in 10 Americans think it's okay to send back a dish at a restaurant.
Ooh. I've seen people do it, and it is embarrassing.
Okay. Embarrassing is, yes, you're right. Watching somebody, excuse me, this is not what I... That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
The bigger risk, I would think, is the next dish that's coming out after you send that dish back.
Well, that's always the fear.
Are you out of your effing mind?
I know.
Okay, if 80% of Americans think it's okay to send back a dish at a restaurant, that means the other 20% of Americans have worked in a restaurant before.
Yes, and or at least know what's coming.
Yes.
Or possibility of what's coming.
Okay, like you and I, we've had this discussion on the air before, and the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There are two kinds of people in this world. There are people who look at going out and spending money at a restaurant as everything I want better be exactly how I want it because I am giving you money.
I'm paying your salary.
And then there are people like you and I who look at going out to a restaurant as a roll of the dice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm going to get.
Yeah.
Ideally, it goes well, but if it doesn't, I have gambled, and I've gambled poorly.
Yeah.
Right? And I get that there are some circumstances where you'd absolutely have to. Like allergy stuff, fine.
Okay, life and death have a situation. Yeah. Your health.
Maybe kid stuff, because you know how finicky kids can be about things not exactly the way they want them. I would understand that. And here's the thing. Like, even if it's the totally wrong order, I've eaten the completely wrong order because I didn't want to speak up and be like, you brought out.
There's a fear of speaking up. There's also the fear of, did I mistakenly order something I didn't mean? Do you know what I mean? How sometimes you read something and you're like, maybe this isn't what I thought it was, but I'll eat it anyway.
Because like, if that's the case, and you go, excuse me, I got the wrong thing.
And they're like, no, that's it.
You look dumb.
Yes, exactly.
And no, sir, you've never actually seen what these enchiladas are supposed to look like. Have you ever sent a dish back in your life?
No, but my family members have. My family members are asses, and they do it. And what's really embarrassing to me is when I see a grown-ass man send a meal back.
What do you mean by that?
A man. You can't eat that steak?
Wait.
You can't eat that? It's too raw for you. Your little tummy gonna hurt. Anytime I think it's like the biggest wuss move is to watch a grown-ass man send a meal back.
If the steak is too rare, he's a wuss. Let me ask you a question. Because you like your meat like I like my meat. Bleh-day.
Yeah.
Okay. If it comes out, you order it rare, and it comes out overdone.
Yeah. I'm just going to eat the steak.
Yeah. Okay.
Like if you... And it's usually the other way. Oh, it's too much fat on it. It's too runny. It's picky eaters. Right?
Yeah, it is weird how you can get to a point in your life as an adult and still be a picky
eater. Oh, it's bloody.
Yeah. Says man who eats fennel every day.
Raw fennel. Bloody ass fennel, son. This fennel don't run.
But wait. You're saying then it's okay for a woman to do it? It stands out more when you see a man do it?
Most picky eaters I know are women.
Thoughts, Kimmy?
I mean, I can name the pickiest eater in this room, and it's not me.
You're talking to the shop vac over here.
No, I'm asking Kimmy's opinion of your friends that you have, both male and female.
I will. The person I know that will send a meal back is somebody that's worked in a restaurant.
That's insane to me.
It is.
But
it
you
is,
know but the drill, man.
You're 100% right, but I'm always surprised at like the people who have had a lot of restaurant experience will sometimes be the first people to speak up. That's... They'll speak up on behalf of somebody else, and I'll be like, no. Yeah. Don't say anything. It's fine. I don't care. Like, please just leave it alone.
And, you know, I've done stuff to food to customers.
I'm aware.
Not proud.
I'm aware. No, you are proud because you came back. You said the guy came back and said it was the best steak he ever had in his life. You're laughing about it now. You can't giggle like a schoolgirl as if you're watching the live stream. He may be having a heart attack right now and be like, not proud of it. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Over 8 in 10 Americans think it's okay to send back a dish at a restaurant. I am stunned that the number is that
so
high.
So it must happen a lot.
Unless, like, there's something... Even if there's something gross on the plate, I still think I'm just eating around it.
I'll take hair out.
Yeah.
I mean, it would have to... there are some things
I mean, it would have to be, like, the world's biggest pubes. Right?
Like, it'd have to be so obvious.
By the way, if it's the world's biggest pube, you just put that on the side of the road. You got a business opportunity, buddy. Stop and say the world's biggest pube. And Tommy Lee. All right, let me ask you a question.
What?
All right. Fingernail in your salad. You sending it back?
I probably just won't eat.
All right, so you're just going to push it away?
I think I'm just going to push it away.
All right. No. All right, you order a steak,
mm-hmm.
and it comes with a roll and a separate plate.
Mm-hmm.
There's blood on the roll. Which, by the way, one of the least popular Michael Jackson albums. The blood may have come from the steak.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like what's running off the steak.
I mean, it would have to be to the point of, like, I'm going to get, like, a blood poisoning. Yeah, maybe, but it had to be down to that.
You could get all kinds of stuff from eating stuff that came in contact with people's blood.
I know, but I'm just thinking
I don't think you'd get blood poisoning from eating other people's blood.
I thought that's how you get it.
No, blood poisoning you get from like lead.
Like if you lick blood, you get blood poisoning.
No, if that was the case, my entire teens, never mind. The blood poisoning happens to your own blood.
Oh. I thought you ate like nasty ass like blood.
When would you eat nasty? Okay. Yeah, bro, I know. Yeah, I got it. But I'm saying
I'm down south, man.
We would all be dead if you got blood poisoning from eating. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jennifer. Hey, Jennifer, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
So I've worked in, I've hostessed, I've waitressed in numerous restaurants, I've bartended, now I teach, but I don't do it often, but I have returned food. I think it's how it's done. It's the attitude. It's how you word things to the server.
This is chicks eating out, man.
You are paying. You're paying for a service.
Okay. In Jennifer's defense, like this is the argument.
She can't hold a job. She's had 10 jobs. She can't commit to a meal.
She holds up three fingers and goes, she's had 10 jobs.
I know. So this is, I mean, Jennifer reminds me a lot.
That was when I was in college that I did that.
Yeah, Tommy.
Jennifer reminds me a lot of my friends who have worked in the restaurant industry. Like this is, they are very particular about the way things come out because I feel like they've worked in it. They know how it's supposed to be.
Okay, we can
figure
this.
They have dealt with customers.
We can figure this out, Kimmy. We can figure this out. Yeah. Jennifer, what's your favorite food?
I don't know. I just like good food as long as it's...
Okay, let's say you ordered a hamburger. It comes out. I'm going to be the waiter that brought you your hamburger. Jennifer, you are upset that something is wrong with your hamburger, and you're going to show us how to do it the right way. You ready?
Okay.
All right, here we go. I come out. I got my towel over my arm. Yeah. Hello. Oh, ma'am, how's your burger? You haven't touched it yet. Is everything okay?
Well, I tried it, and it's a little bloody for me.
I told you,
man. Pinky-ass eater.
I know.
All right, Jennifer. Well, listen, you do you. Just don't eat whatever comes back out of the kitchen.
I really don't make a point of doing it, but if, you know, I feel like if you are buying something, you know, it should be done correctly if that's how you ask. I mean, mistakes happen in a restaurant, too. Like, I've made a mistake as a waitress and, you know, put something in wrong.
All right.
So it could have been a mistake,
Jennifer, you keep destroying the dreams of waitstaff across the greater Rochester area. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. There goes Jennifer. Why do you hated her immediately?
Dude, she proved my point, man. It's everything I said in one woman.
But she's also telling it to you from the perspective of somebody that's worked as a waitress.
All 10 women.
So it is interesting. It's an interesting side-by-side because I would think that somebody who's worked in that industry would just absolutely despise anybody who sends something back. But according to her, there are some exceptions.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.